Hello, slave boys, and welcome to Cocksucking 101. Each of you has been enrolled in this seminar by your mistress because she isn't satisfied with your oral abilities. Many of them have plans to pimp you out and make some money from your cocksucking skills, but until you learn the proper technique to guarantee pleasure for the man you're sucking, you are worthless to them. So why are you here with me today? Well, isn't it obvious? I'm the best. Back before I realized men were much more valuable in complete servitude, I was the best blowjob girl you can imagine. I've sucked young guys' cocks, older men, and anything in between, and no man can last with me. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Of course, now I don't suck cock. I have my slaves do it for me. Unless I have some desire to play, and then some slave boy will feel like he won the lottery. Now, each of you has a nice, big, thick dildo on the table in front of you, and over the next hour, I will be sharing my technique with you. When you leave here today, your mouth will be in demand anytime your mistress offers it. Mm-hmm. And you will suck cock for her. Not the dildo kind, but the real thing. The kind you feel swelling in your mouth, approving the sensations you are providing it. The kind that you feel twitch as it gets to the edge and ultimately feel the surge of warm, sticky cum as you finish the job. And every one of you will swallow after today. That's the best part. Oh, and you'll look up at the man who's just fucked your face with pleading eyes, wanting it again, won't you? Because that's what mistress has demanded, and you know you learn to love what she wants. Now, I want you to take the dildo in your hand, and let's begin by caressing the shaft and balls with our fingers. Teasingly stroke it as you bring it to your lips and kiss the tip. Don't treat it like a toy. Make love to it with your mouth. That cock is the only thing in your world right now, slave boys, and your sole purpose on earth right now is to make it come. Now, wrap your fingers around it and stroke up and down in long strokes as your tongue traces up and down the sides and across the ridge on the underside of the head. You know what feels good, so do it for him. That's it. Very nice, slave boys. We may have some bona fide cocksuckers in here already. Perhaps you all have been practicing on one another, Oh, don't worry. That's going to be part two of this seminar. Now, by this time, you have him aroused and ready, so take the tip into your mouth and suck it hard and taste the pre-cum you've created. Pull your lips off it and let a strand of pre-cum connect your lip and his cock and look at him like he owns you. And you'll do anything to please him. And when he sees it and some more pre-cum oozes onto the tip, you will plunge your mouth down the entire length of his shaft. No matter how big his cock is, you will relax your throat and take him fully. Is that understood? And you will not gag, no matter how huge he is. Up and down, deep throating him fast, and at the same time you will lightly scratch his balls. Your mistress may demand you have your nails done very long to maximize pleasure, but I'll leave that up to them. Now here comes the finish, boys. Yes, if you do it right, it can end that quickly and pleasurably. Again, your mistress may use you to tease another slave, in which case they don't want you to finish them too quickly. On the other hand, if you're being shared with multiple men for the night at a party, you need to finish them off quickly and move on to the next waiting cock now, don't you? Oh, won't that be fun, being used? I do love taking a new slave of mine to suck and swallow parties when they're ready. Now, slow down and increase the suction of your mouth. You know how to do that, I'm sure. Keep scratching those balls with one hand and run your nails along his inside thigh and behind. And grab his ass and pull his cock deeper into your mouth as you look up at him and feel him explode into you. swallow every drop of his cum. He wants you to taste him fully and don't stop sucking until you've milked every drop from his cock. Of course, when he's finished, you will be expected to lick him clean and worship his softening cock as a thank you for using your mouth. And when he's done with you, he will turn and leave, and you will eagerly await your next cock. Won't you, slave boys? Well, I'm glad you boys enjoyed things so much today, and again, in part two, you will partner and work on your technique. Until tomorrow, slaves, I turn you back to your mistresses, and know you'll eagerly be ready to serve again tomorrow. Goodbye for now, my little cocksuckers. Oh, and very nicely done today.